If there are Edom over here that know exactly what was written in the shtar, like we know that this shtar says that somebody said that he owed you $1,000, if so, what's the whole problem? If so, lichtav leishtar amalya, let them write over another shtar, then what's the whole problem? Then there's no damage at all. V'delekesadi elamai what there are no Edom, that we do not know really what was written in the shtar. If so, anan minoyadina. So how do we know the whole case? Like, what do you have to tell me? Yapote b'dayodam. Like, what's happening if they say yichayiv? We do not know if there was a shtar, how much money was in it. We do not know. So Gemara says, poshet omar rov. Rov answered, the difference is tehei b'maminoy. The difference is when he trusts you, if he's maiming you. Rashi says, balashtar l'sorif. If he believes you, what you say, so in such a case, even though I believe you, that what I ripped up your shtar, you tell me it was $1,000 shtar, still I'm potter, because I was only a groma, I didn't really take away the money from you, I only took away your proof to receive it, that's only called a groma, therefore I'm potter b'dinei yodem, and maybe I'm chai b'dinei shemayim. Omer Avdimi Bar Chanina. Hod the rabba, that the rabba says, you should know, machloikis Rabbi Shimon v'rabbonin hi. Saka machloikis Rabbi Shimon and the rabbonin. It's machloikis. Why? The Rabbi Shimon, the yom, according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, dover ha-gurim l'momin, kimomin domi mechayiv. Something that's a gurim that causes you to receive money. If that's called money, so Mela, right now this shtar, since this shtar right now is a gurum, is a cause that you could receive $1,000, it's like considered like $1,000 is here. And therefore, if somebody burns up that shtar, it's considered like he took away your $1,000. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not called a gurumah, but rather it's called a regular matzik, it should be chayiv. So that's what Rav Dima Bachnini wants to say, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be chayiv. And the Rabbonin, the Yamri, well, according to Rabbonin Shita, that they say no, that Dover HaGurim Lamomin is Lavka Momin Domi, it's not called like money, even though it's a cause of a loss, but right now it's not called money, then Loi Mechayev Enechnami, then Taki, you won't be Chayev, then you'll be Potter. And this we know, Hera Machlaik, it says, Rabbi Kotchim Shechayev Bech Yusun, if you have a korban, Shechayev Bech Yusun, is it called your Momin or not? So he says, therefore, burning up a star is totally in this Shail of Yod, Dover HaGurim Lamomin, is called Kamomin Domi or not. Gemara says like this, no. Maskiv lo rafuna bred Rabbi Yeshua. Eim odishamet leile Rabbi Shimon. When did we hear that Rabbi Shimon said that dover hagurim lamomin is kamomin domi? When do we hear this klal that taka something that's a gurim to momin? It's called like momin. I tell you, bedover shikri momin. Only something that right now really has value to it. It's an ikri momin, like a korban, like an animal. Right now the animal is worth. Now the case is, you are maktish this animal. So now that you're makdish, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hegdish. But we say there, if you have a chiyav achrayis, let's say the animal dies, you'll have to bring another one. So therefore, if somebody kills the animal now, he has to pay you because he caused you a loss. But the animal is called ikrei momin, it's called momin. In Kiddur Rabba, like Rabba always says, Tiyama Rabba, gozal chometz lefnei Pesach. Somebody stole chometz before Pesach. Ubo acha v'sor for the moyed. And now somebody comes and he burns it up on Pesach itself. You should know Potter. He's Potter. He doesn't have to pay you back. Why? So what happened is somebody stole chametz before Pesach. And now somebody came and burnt it during Pesach. So Potter, the one that burnt it. Why? Shehakil mitzuvim olav levaroi. Because everybody has a chiyuv to burn it. Now during Pesach it's chametz. And everybody has a chiyuv to burn it. Like Rashi says, B'moyin, b'zman b'yurei, b'vov shoyis, u'da Kavosid of Sochin, Leibotik Vatoich HaMoyed, Yivdik Liachar HaMoyed. Kids, on the sixth hour of the day, the first on Erev Pesach, that's the Zman you're supposed to burn the Chometz. But there's a law here of HaKil Mitzuvim Olav Levaroi. Everybody is Mechuyiv to burn this Chometz. For me, I think the Gerua brings a Diyak, that the Maisa Chometz is not only a din to burn it, the owner, not only the owner of the Chometz, but Chometz has belonged by Israel. If a Jew owns Chometz, every single Jew has a chiyuv really to see that chametz should be burnt. The mitzvah tashbis applies to everybody. Like this lashon over here is ha'kil mitzuvim alav levaroi. But what about liachra pesach? Let's say somebody comes now and burns a liachra pesach. So here it's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Here it's a machlekes whether you have to pay according to Rabbi Shimon or according to Rabbanan. The Rabbi Shimon diyama dovra gerim lamamin kamamin domi chayiv. according to Rav Shimon Shita, that this is called Goyron Lamomin, you have to pay. Like Rashi says, Hai Shesorfoi Lishalom Lagazlin, Demeyim. The person that burnt up this chometz, now after Pesach, has to pay back the gazlin, because it's called the Dovra Germ Lamomim Hu. Why? Shim Hoye Ben, because if this chometz would have still been around, Hoye Machziroi Gazlin Lebolov. The owner has the right, the gazlin could have returned it to the Bailim, Upotter. Like we'll see, the Tanan Liyeh we learned before, Gozal chometz Dovra Olova Pesach, if somebody steals chometz before Pesach, he has the right to say to the owner later, Oymeloi Haresh Elochlo Fonecha. Since nothing changed, just dinim changed, but nothing really changed to the actual chayfitz, you have a right to say reish lech lefonecha. So the yachshev shein then, now that it's not here, yach the domin, now you're going to cause the gazlan to pay money for it, lebolov. Now, uvachomis bepesach, on pesach hu, diyarmin and hochi mishum, di ikroi kloima, bitchilosei momen hevi. Because by chomis at the beginning, when you stole it, it was called momen. The Yachshev, now you have to pay the Chafa P. Shein the Shovel Liklum, but Gurm Lamamim Hu. It's called something that's Gurm Lamamim because it once had a Shein Mamim. Chomet is worth, it has value to it. Abu Bishtar, a Shtar Chayv, to me Oilam Lehoya Gufa Mamim, there was never a value to the Shtar Chayv. A Shtar Chayv was only just a piece of paper just for proof. Mi Shamet Leh, did you ever see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you should say a Dovra Gurm Lamamim should be Chayv? It was only by Chomet. The chometz right now has value to it. So when somebody stole it, so now lemaisa, even after Pesach, that's also b'hano, still the gazlan has the right to say reish lech lefonecha. So somebody burns it, takes it away from the gazlan, he's like a mazik, he's ruining it for the gazlan. It's called a gorim. You're causing him to lose money. So that's called value to the gazlan, you have to pay the gazlan. But a shtar never had any value to it, so therefore if somebody burns up the shtar, even according to Rabbi Shimon, still you should be potter. Miyama. Tatumar says, like the Rabbon and the Yamri, Dovra Germ Lamomim, Latka Mamim Domi is Potter. But that's only by Chometz again. But the Dovra, Shein Ikri Mamim, Mi Yaminan. But something like a Shtar that's not Ikri Mamim, that we never heard. Therefore, it's not Tony the Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbon. Omar Meimer says like this. Man de doyin dina de garmi magvi be de meishtar mealya. Forget about the halacha of groma. There are two different halachas. The halacha of groma being a zaken is potter, we only cause a damage to somebody else. And then there's a stronger lashon of de doyin dina de garmi. Dina de garmi is something much stronger. It's a big machlokes exactly what is the case of dina de garmi. Rashi says man de doyin dina de garmi Rabbi Meihi. So then we want to say if you burn up the shtar, then you should have to pay domi mealya. Magvi de meishtar meyalya. O man de loy doyin dina de gami. Magvi be de mei near beyond. Then you only have to pay how much the paper is worth. The Mora says, Heavy Uvdi, there's such a case like this. For kafir rafris the ravashi, the yagva be ki kishur le talmo. There was such a case like this, and he made them pay back. There was somebody was served the shtar shachaveroi. It was called the Gorma Hefsid, and he made them pay back. So again, this was his last mice again. Have you the kfiya rafram? The Ravashi, the agva bei ki kishur the talmon. The advice is he holds doyin dina de garmi, and therefore he made him take a pay the value of it. Like ki kishur the talmon means a good piece of wood, like a molding piece of wood. A wood that you use for molding. In other words, he made him pay the complete price of it. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah that chometz for over all of our Pesach, if somebody stole chometz and then it went over Pesach, you have a right to say back to the Nigzal afterwards, you have a right to return and to say, this is it, this is my peroyim. So Mar says, now Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? That Oimrim, you have a right to say the Isuri Hano by Isuri Hano, Haresh Lech Lefanecha. Even though right now it's not worth anything, right now it's also Bano, still you have a right to pay back like this. On Rav Chizdo, Rabbi Yaakov, it goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. Titania, we once learned like this. Shor Shehemis, or Shor that killed somebody. So now the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila. Is actually Nigma Dinoi, before Bezdin Paskin the Halacha, that the Shor killed it as Chayiv Misa. Mochroi Mochor, if the owner of the Shor sells it, so the Shor, the Mechir is good. Rashi says, Shor Shehemis Minis, Odim, Mochroi Yachin Nigma Dinoi. Mochor, Rashi says, V'lo Yisokel. And then you won't kill the shor either. to be in Misa Vamoda Bedin Shihei Shofen Kiyechod, because you have to have it belonging to the same owner from the Shas Misa until, from the Shas Hesed till the Shas Misa. And like Rashi ends up, that's what we had the Gemara before already in Parashar Shanogad Alvehei, that has to belong to the same owner from Bishas Negicha to the Shas Gemadin. So therefore the Gemara says that Achelin Nigmadinoi Mochroi is Mochor. Hegdeshoi Muktish, if the owner is Magdish, the same thing, then you don't have to kill the shore. Shochatu, let's say you shech the shore, Bisara Mutar, who had in then the boss was mutter, since the mice before Bezdin Paskin the chiyuv skilu upon the shore, if you made a shchita, you're allowed to eat from the shore. Herziroi shomer lebolov, let's say it was a shomer that was watching the shore, and by the shomer the shore killed somebody, and the shore, the shomer now returned it before the Bezdin Paskin the chiyuv misam, salachariv, hechzer shomer lebolov is muchzer. It's called a good chazor. What about misha nigmadinoi mochroi ein a mocher? Let's say once Bezdin Paskin ready that this shore is killed somebody. So therefore it's now called the Shor HaNiskol. So now Lamaisi, you have no right to sell it. The Mechir is not Chal, because it's also Bahanor ready. You can't sell it. If you Makdish it, the Hegdish is not Chal. It's like also Bahanor, you can't be Makdish it anymore. Shor Hatu, if you Shecht it now, the sorry also. It, the boss was also also, because that's a loch of Shor HaNiskol. Herziroi Shor Melabolov. Let's say the shomer now goes ahead and returns it to the owner right now, before they killed it, is ein muchzer. It's not called a good chazora. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yaakov says, af mi shenigma dinoi, even after the paskel nois the din, then we say, herzira shomer lebolov. Yeah, ein muchzer. Again, herzira shomer lebolov is ein muchzer. Since we already have a din of a shor niskol on it. Rabbi Yaakov says, don't know, that afmi shenigma dinoi herzira shomer lebolov muchzer. Even after the shor has a chi of skiller upon it, still the shomer has the right to say reish lach l'ponecha. So my love isn't it that Paul can mislug it, this is the machlekes. The Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov holds, oimrim b'yisuri hano, we say b'yisuri hano, hareish lach l'ponecha. Even though this has a shame shor haniskel already, the tosav hano, still you have a right to say hareish lach l'ponecha. That's why the shomer could return it right now. For Rabbonin, Sav, the Rabbonin hold no, ain oimrim b'yisuri hano, hareish lach l'ponecha. You're not allowed to say b'yisuri hano, hareish lach l'ponecha. The Chur, you see, that's the machlekes here, b'losav ben Yaakov and the Rabbonin, the Chur, the din of Al Mishner also. Then the case where you stole the chametz and was over all over Pesach, and now it's also Bahano, can you say Hareish Lach L'Fonech or not? The Chur should be told on this Machlekes. So Mor says no. Oh, Malay Rab, Rabbi says Loi. I tell you the Kula Yal and everybody agrees. Amrinan B'Yisuri Hano, Hareish Lach L'Fonech. Everybody like agrees to our Mishnah that you have a right to say to the chametz after Pesach Hareish Lach L'Fonech. Everybody agrees to our Mishnah. The Yim came because if not, like, Niflug b'chametz Pesach. Why isn't the machlekes a partial machlekes like in the case of Al Mishnah where you steal chametz before Pesach? Elus, if so, what's the machlekes of Blazer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan then? Elo Omar Rabba, hocho b'goimrim dinoi shel shor shaloi b'fonav k'miflugi. Here the machlekes is if we're going with the din of the shor shaloi b'fonav or not. Rabbonin, Sarv the Rabbonin hold, Ein Goimrim Dinu Shel Shor Shalai Befonov. You can't make the Gemara Din upon the shore Shalai Befonov. The Yomale, we have to say, EICC Nalei, because if you would have brought it to me, Hevi Marik Nalei Liagma, I would have thrown it away into the Yagam, into the swamps. Hashto Masatiya Biyad Man, Tlei Metzin Leishtoya Dinu Bahadei, and now you brought it over, you gave it over to somebody's hands, that I can't do anything about it. In other words, here the machlokes is, do we have this psak din to give a din shor haniskel upon the shore, not in front of the shore? So therefore, the owner has a right to say, like to the shomer, this isuri hano, you can't say, the rabbanon say, you can't say hareish lach l'ponecha. Because it's not like chometz that it became osav hano by itself, that it wasn't your fault. But here the owner has a taina back to the shomer, it's like your fault. Like, who asked you, the shomer, to give over my shore to the bezdin? That bezdin now could pass him to give a din of a shor haniskel. Because if the shore would have been by me, the owner could have said, I would have not given it over to Bezdin. I would have, like, put it into the swamps. I would have hit it. That the Bezdin couldn't have got to it. And they wouldn't be able to give the psak of a shor haniskel on it. Therefore, here the Rabbanan argue to say that it's the Shomer's fault why he became Osa Bano. Therefore, Badaka, here you can't say Haresha Loch Levonecha. But in the case of Chometz, whereby itself, when Pesach comes, it becomes Osa Bano, there even the Rabbanan agree you could say Haresha Loch Levonecha. Yeah. Moses Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov says no, that Goimrim Dinu Shashor Shalai Befonov. Rabbi Yaakov says no, the Bezdin has the right to Paskin, even not in front of the shore, the Alocha, that the shore should become a shore on Iskol. The Yomalei, therefore the Shem, like you say to the owner, my Avdilei, what did I do to you? Saif Saif Hevi Gamrilei, Dino, Shalai Befonov, no matter what, even if the shore would have been by you, by the owner, also Bezdin would have Paskin the Alocha. Now, since we know this shore killed a man, it now has a loch of a shore on Iskol, and therefore it's also a hanor. So therefore, since it's considered a Isser hanor that comes by itself, the shoreim couldn't have helped it, therefore the might of the shoreim still has the right to say, Haresh Alech Lepunecha. That should be Yaakov Svara. So the kids of Akoponim to Al Mishnah could be both agree that we say Haresh Alech Lepunecha by Chometz. Even though Chometz is also a hanor, still since it's the exact same chafis that you stole, you have a right to say here, Haresh Alech Lepunecha. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechei Rav Chizdo L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Chizdo met Rabba Bar Shmuel. Omla, he said, Tonis Midi B'Yisuri Hano. Did you learn anything about these halachas of Yisuri Hano? Omla, Yin, he said back, yes. Tanina, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'hei Shif Esag Zela. He has to return the gzela. Mat Talmud Loim Asher Gozel. Why does it say at the end of the Pasuk Asher Gozel? So, Yachzir Kein She Gozel. You have to return it the same way that you stole it. Mikar Nomer, from here we learned that Gozel Matibeya Venifsal. If you stole a Matibeya and now Venifsal, it became it's not usable now. Teiras Ve'Kivu. You stole fruits and now became rotten, spoiled, you can't use it. Yayin Ve'Hechmetz. You stole wine and now it became vinegar. Truma Ve'Netamas. Chometz, we over all of our Pesach, you stole chometz, and now it went over Pesach to Tzavano. Rose behema, you stole a behema of Nevda Bo'Avera, and it was nearby, and Avera was done with it. Or else, for sure, actually Nigma Dinoi, if you stole the shore and it killed somebody, but before the Gemara Din was, Oymalo Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. Still, in all these cases, you still have a right to say Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. In all these cases, the Chayfut is still called Kain Shegozel. Even though maybe the dinim changed upon it, but our koponim is still called the exact same chefetz. This is called kein shegozel. Still, you have to return it. The verse says, "Man shamatlo." Who's the one that says the yomer achla nigma dinoy in that only before bezdin paskin, but misha nigma dinoloi. But mashma once bezdin paskin that this shore was called the shor haniskol that has a chiyuv skiler on it. Then you can't say haresh lach lefonecha. So the verse says, "Who rabbonin? That's the rabbonin." Still, until it says over here that chometz for over all of our Pesach, oimaloi haresha lach lefonecha. And still, it says here in the Reisha that in the case where you stole chometz, and then it went through Pesach, you have a right to say haresha lach lefonecha. So you see clearly the svar we just said before that even the rabbanim that say after it's nigma dinoi, you can't say haresha lach lefonecha b'shor haniskol. That's only because there it's your fault. The owner could say you shouldn't have given the shor over to Bezdin. But over here, by chometz, that it comes by itself, you have a right to say haresh lach lefanecha. Omalei, so he said, imishkachas lu, if you find him, leteim lu v'lemidi, don't tell him anything. So Rashi says, mishum dechodu demishkachas tiyufta demilsa. Because he'll feel happy that he found the tiyufta, like what he said to before. In other words, don't tell him over this, what you just told me. Rashi is like, imishkachas lu, if you find it, a b'nai yeshiva, don't say this over. Right. And it says, peiros ve'kivu, oimalei haresh lach lefanecha. Says here, what if terrorists that rotted away, you have a right to say Haresh Lach Lefanecha. For the Gemara Kash, Ivo Tanan, we learned, Peiros Vekivu Mishal Geshasek Zela, no. If you stole Peiros and they rotted away, so your koine, it's yours now, and you pay back Geshasek Zela. On the Rav Papa, Kansha Kivu Kulon, Kansha Kivu Miksosan, depends how bad it got. If something got ruined, so Malmash not called, it's not called Kenshin Gozel anymore, it's called something new, therefore, Yitak, it's yours. You can't return it. That's called the Yukana Bishinui. Mashenka, they only started to rot a little bit, but it's still edible, it's still usable. That's still called Kein Shegozel. Therefore, you have a right to say, Haresh Alech Lefonecha. Now, the Mishnah says like this. Nosan li umnit. Let's say you give something to a worker, a workman. lisakin, to fix something. You give him a wood to fix, give him a chair to fix, tikulkulu, and by mistake he breaks it. So chayovim l'shalom, he has to pay you. If he broke it, he's a mazik, he has to pay you. Nosan lecherish, shei de teva migdol, you gave, let's say, to a carpenter to make a box or a closet for you, lisakin, to fix it, tikulkulu, and by mistake he broke it, he made it worse, his wife, chayov l'shalom, he has to pay you. Vihabanoi, if you have a builder, shekibulo lo lister es akoisel, you hired him to knock down this wall. Veshibar havonim, but he also broke the stones. Oy shehazeko, and else he did hezek to you, it's chayav l'shalim. That's not what you hired him for. You hired just to knock down the wall and not to break the stones and not to be mazik you. Let's say he was breaking it down from one side. Venofo mitzad acher, and it fell down from the other side. Potter. Then takri's potter. We'll see in the Gemara why it's not his fault. But v'yemach mishamake chayev. But if it was because of his fault, like he hit the wall too hard, and his makke, his hitting, was the one that caused even the other side to fall down, so he's doing something he's not supposed to, that's called he's a mazik, and therefore he has to pay. So Marcel like this. Omer Rav Asi, lo yishonu ele shenosan lecherish sheda teva lemigdol lenoyitz boi misamer. You gave a carpenter this closet or this box to bang a nail inside it. And when he was banging a nail inside it, v'shivron, he broke it. That's when he's chayiv. Let's say you gave the carpenter just pure wood, and you told him, make you a box, make you a closet out of it. And he made v'shivron and it broke. Then takri's potter. Now my time of what's the reason why? Umen koine b'shvachli, because the umen, the worker, he's koine the shvach of the kli that he did. So therefore, taki is potter. So in other words, like all he has to pay you back really for just for the wood that you gave him. And Mistama right now, this is still worth more than the wood. But just the fact that the umen, he himself made this box, he himself made the closet, that's the svar umen koina b'shvakli. The umen himself is koina, it's like his. So therefore, if he breaks it, he doesn't have to pay you for it. That's called umen koina b'shvakli. So Mara says, tonight, learned like this. Nosanli umnin the kukla, you gave something to the worker to fix and he broke it. Chayovim l'shalom, so the Mishnah says he has to pay you. My love, aren't we talking about the Yoyivlu Eitzim that you gave him wood to make, and still we see when he breaks it he has to pay you for it. So Mor says, Loi, we're talking about Sheda Teva Migdol. We're talking about that you gave him already a box, you gave him already the closet, and he's supposed to fix it, then if he breaks it, so he's not corner anything, it's yours, and he went and broke your closet, therefore he has to pay you for it. But the Gemara Hamidik Tani Sefer says in the Sefer though, Shei the Teivu Migdol Mechal the Reisha Eitzin. Mechal the Reisha is only talking about I gave you wood, and still it says you have to pay. So Gemara says no, Amri, I'll tell you Perushi Koma Forishlei. It's going to explain it. Keitzad Noisin LeUmnin. What's the case when you give it to the Umnin? Lesakin to fix the Kukul and his Messiah and he's Mekalkulit. Chayov Meshalim he has to pay. Kagoin, what's the case talking about? Shinofan lecherished shida teva migdol. You gave the worker, you gave him this box or this tower to fix. So that's the reason why he's chayiv. Because you gave him already the box or the closet to fix, and now if he broke it, he's chayiv. So Mar says, Lochinami Mistava, this is the svar also. The Ketzet Ketoni, that the Mishnah is explaining itself. It's a Ketzet Ketoni. Because the Yisalka died, if you want to tell me, Reisha Eitzim, the Reisha talking about I gave you wood. Hashdash, Shemin and Eitzim, Chayov and Shalom. Once I let you hear that Eitzim you have to pay, V'lo Yamin, and we do not say, Umen Kerenem Shvach Kelim, that we don't say the svar, that if you gave over wood. And the Umen, the workman himself, when he makes it into the box, it's called like the owner's box, and if he goes and breaks it, he has to pay. It's not called his own box. If so, if that's what the Reisha is telling you, Shedat Teva Migdol, Miboy. So what do you have to say the next case for? That if he gives him the Shedat Teva Migdol and he breaks it, then he's chayiv, it's pshita. So Mor says no. Imi Shemho, because of this la'ira, there wouldn't be any krasha. I tell you, Tony Seifel Negluya Reisha. It says the Seifel to explain back to the Reisha. Shaloi Tony, you should not say. Reisha is talking about by Shedat Teva Migdol. Avul Eitzim Loi Nevi, by would not. Therefore, Tony Seifel says, Neseifa Shedat Teva Migdol. To say, even in such a case, that what, that the only, that the woman is chayiv. Michlal, the Reisha Eitzim. The Reisha is also talking about wood. Via Filohochi Chayiv L'Shalim. And still it could be, even though he gives you wood, and the owner, the workman makes it into a Sheda Teva Migdol, it could be to say Umin is not Kohen B'Shvachli, and maybe it's still called the owners. If it's still called the owners, now that the workman goes and breaks it, he has to pay. So I call upon it for Mal Mishnah, you won't have any proof to this Shaila of Umin is Kohen B'Shvachli if you give him wood and he makes it into the closet, and then he breaks it, would he have to pay you for it or not? So Mar says, Lemu Masaila, like I'll bring you proof. Says Allah Noisein Semer, let's have somebody gives wool.